Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the Falcons Report on Dukes and Bell.
Looking, shoots it for the end zone. Intercepted A.J. Terrell.
All the highlights and interviews you need from the Dirty Birds.
Fighting all the way through, finding a way to get that win is absolutely outstanding. What we love to do.
The best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not pass! We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Glad to have you listening on a Tuesday. We're going to talk some Falcons. We are also going to get into who's staying and who is going because the college football scene is getting very, very interesting. DJ Durkin is staying at Auburn as the DC. That news just breaking. And then, Mike, we were just talking about BYU's coach. You brought this up earlier in the show that he was a potential candidate for the Penn State job, and word is now that he is not going to Penn State, which, again, you've got one of the biggest programs. Kalani Sitake is going to stay at BYU as the head coach despite strong interest from Penn State. That is what's being reported now. Penn State's like odd man out.
Yeah, and the stuff that Todd McShay was talking about in that Bill Simmons podcast I mentioned in Guy Talk, just real quick, Bob Chesney, who's had two great seasons for JMU, taking over for Cignetti up at Harrisonburg, Virginia. I mean, a logical fit would just slide up 81 to go to Penn State.
For sure.
Take that gig. He goes to UCLA. I mean, so a lot of folks are feeling that, yes, the puppet master, Jimmy Sexton, is at play, kind of doing a number on Penn State since Franklin got and the fashion he got.
All right, we're going to talk about the CFP rankings that are going to get revealed tonight.
And Charlie Weiss, we'll talk about that. Big
absolutely.
Story. The OC is going to be allowed to OC for Ole Miss, as far as they can go in this playoff, yeah, from Lane Kiffin and LSU.
Well, Lane says that he is allowing this because he was on the plane with Lane. He's on the plane to go to LSU with Lane.
You're either with me or you're against me. And the defensive staff, for the most part, stayed, and the offensive people went.
All right. There's a lot of movement there in college football. On top of that, we're getting ready for Georgia, Alabama, and what Connor Riley said to us. Stay tuned for that in regards to maybe the biggest injury that may play a role in the Georgia matchup. Meanwhile, today's been interesting. We've had a variety of comments from people, whether it's been on social or just, you know, people hitting us up on the text line at 404-726-0929. As we've discussed where you're at as far as disappointment with this Falcon football team, and a lot of people said, Mike and I, you know, we overjudge this. As we were the only ones around the country to say, hey, this is an 8 or 9 win football team, which we truly believed it was. And I still think it could have been, Mike.
Yeah, and we said 10 because we always felt 10 was either win the division or be the last wild card,
yeah,
in the NFC.
And, you know, so we've discussed this again. We had a discussion with Tim G, 1981, off YouTube, who watched our pre-show today, saying that, you know what, we knew this wasn't a playoff team. I didn't know that. I felt like it was. Then we had a discussion where a guy called out Mike saying, hey, just because you're a season ticket holder doesn't mean you get a one-on-one meeting with Arthur Blank.
No, but Arthur Blank has been pretty good about being out there, and he's nowhere to be seen. It's like, you know, where is Arthur? Fans want to hear. I know guys I sit with want to hear. And as we said, you know, you can be a fan without having season tickets, but when you make the commitment that I and, you know, 70,000 other folks do, you expect, you know, to know what the hell's going on with your football team.
You do.
Is Raheem Morris's faith in Marquise Williams, Mike, misplaced?
Yes, it is. Marquise was inherited from the Arthur Smith staff and, you know, did a pretty good job, I presume. And I know that, as Dave Archer brought up, you know, individual players making mistakes. Well, you still put that on the position coach. You are in charge of the – what did Harry Truman say? The buck stops here. That's your – special teams has been a continuous problem all season long. Mm. The coach himself said it was awful. And it was awful against the Colts. It cost us the game. They flipped the field, right, to get that game to overtime. We talked about what has happened with the field goal kicking down. You want to blame that on Fontenot for not getting rid of Koo sooner? But special teams has continued to struggle, and it cost you 10 points in the game last week.
Yeah, I think when we start talking about these resets, and everybody, you know, has been using that word as of late for us, oh, we need to reset. All I will say to you guys is, even if you do, you still have to get two things right. The two most important things, the coach and the quarterback. And right now, there are questions as to whether we have gotten that right. When you look around at these resets or these turnarounds, it doesn't take long. Why is New England 11-2? Do you guys realize, and I pointed this out weeks ago, when Vrabel takes this team over, guys, there's 8 new starters on offense, 9 on defense. This is not guys that have been there. These were all new people because he came in and went, right. Nope, nope, nope. Yep, yep, need him, and changed everything. The Drake May thing, they drafted him. He had a up-and-down rookie season. But, Mike, we realize now he got the right guy because the coach has put the process in place for everything else to fall in.
Look, it's a 4-win team last year. They're outscored by 200-some-odd points. I mean, it's a bad football team. You know, again, you get Josh McDaniels in there. He knows what he's doing. But you've got a culture. There's a philosophy and an attitude. They were knocking the snot out of the Giants last night.
Physically.
I mean, one thing you can coach up, we always talk about what's your playing personality. New England's got it in spades. What the hell are we? Are we a finesse team? Are we a power team? Do we run the football? What are we? I don't know what we are.
You're entitled.
The Broncos were, okay, quick example. When you talk about, hey, we're resetting, we're in cap hell after cutting a big check to say bye-bye Russell. They still went to the playoffs with a rookie quarterback in Bo Nix. And now, Mike, he may even be better, and they're 10-2. Coach, quarterback. I'm just simply telling you guys, as we talk about this, right now there are doubts in my mind about both. And unfortunately, Mike, I would have said at the beginning of the season that the Penix thing wouldn't have been a doubt. If he played the entire season, I obviously would be feeling better. But now where we're at with that, that is a question mark to me. And we already know that the coach is a question mark because of things that have played out this season. Ben Johnson takes the Bears' job. The Bears are the top team in the NFC.
That's coaching. That's turning things around. Remember, we talked about how lost. Everyone talked about Caleb Williams might be a bust after year one. You know, get the right guy in there in the job. And that's what we've talked about. Look, guys have to perform. I understand. Individuals, we've talked about the mistakes. Missed assignments. You know, whether it was running the wrong route, not hearing the audible, quarterback struggling with his footwork. At the end of the day, guys, if you were going to say, well, it's always on the players, then coaches would never get fired in the NFL.
Yeah.
Okay? There's a culture issue. I think there's a lack of accountability. I think the message has gone stale. I mean, Lord knows, we hear the same thing each week. We'll talk to coach tomorrow. We'll ask Raheem Morris. His own words, he said special teams is awful. What have you done to fix?
But
it's 14, weird week 14 they haven't fixed it.
But, Mike, if they're awful and you feel like that's awful, you fix it by firing people. I'm sorry. That's just what this is. I asked you the other day, maybe it was yesterday, I said, has Agnew been cut? You blew the game. You're going to say you can't blame it on him. How? That's all you do in practice every day. Boom. Catch it. Boom. Catch it. Boom. That's all you do.
You benched Kadarrell Hodge because he missed assignments last week, and the next man up was terrible. So, I mean, like, I do like, on one hand, some accountability with your team, but is this as good as it gets? Then we get into the general manager and the guys in the personnel department. There's nobody else from the practice squad.
Yeah, but I
don't even know. I mean, you can't get anyone to play special teams?
Well, yes.
That's how guys make careers in the NFL, by hanging on because they're good special teams
but
players.
But, Mike, with these teams that are having these turnaround seasons, nobody's talking about the GM. They're talking about the coaching on the field and the quarterback play. That is the difference in all of this. That is where we're at. The Rams are 9-3. Hell, Sean McVay 4 years ago, said, I'm going to trade for this guy. And look what happened. They already won a Super Bowl, and this guy may be the MVP of the season. 404-726-0929. I'm simply saying, as we talk about all these elements and the frustration of where we're at as a fan base, do not say that we were misguided by thinking that this was a playoff team. This was a playoff team.
Right.
And we blew it because we don't have the two elements in place. And when they were, as much as I think Michael Penix has a lot of upside, Mike, there were too many ups and downs as the season was going in the balance.
But this goes back to the whole dynamic of the Kirk Cousins thinking, you know, do you have the right – did you need a more veteran, polished offensive coordinator? I'm not saying Zach doesn't have good ideas. I just don't think the sequence is ever right. I mean, I just think there's two – we've got Bijan and Algier. Run them into the freaking ground. Okay, and I get it. They're gonna try to stop and make Penix beat you. Sometimes, why does plays take so long to develop? Where are the quick hits? I mean, I will never understand the play calling. I don't think he's the right coach to work with a young quarterback. And I think when he was hired, the anticipation was he'd be working with a veteran quarterback for 2 or 3 years.
No, it was. But I have to ask you this, now that we know Michael is hurt. We're talking about Michael Penix, and we wish him nothing but the best. I hope he's back and 110% back and everything. How much of that falls on his shoulders? Because I watched this offense, and, you know, we just had Dave Archer on, and Arch says, look, I think Cousins has been good these last few weeks. He's hitting guys. These guys aren't making plays. If he's playing better, you would think that the offense would look better. It hasn't.
Well, that goes back to, I mean, I do think the general manager gets a piece of the share of the pie because you go and you picked up Darnell Mooney because Cousins said so. Darnell Mooney's been the same inconsistent player he was in Chicago. You give this guy $37 million guaranteed. He's not stepped into the void since, again, Drake London's been hurt. And he's been hurt. He hasn't been the same guy. Kyle Pitts can't catch contested balls. He had, by Kyle Pitts standards, a great day against the Jets.
Yeah.
Until I needed him to make the catch. You have a good feeling about David Sills. He catches a touchdown. And then he goes alligator arms a catch he's got to make. The receiving core is weak. And that's to me, that's on the personnel department.
Mike Morris, Byron Murphy, Leonard Williams, DeMarcus Lawrence. Those are names you will know by Sunday. Because if we don't block them, it's going to be a long Sunday afternoon. Against Seattle. Their defense is legit. Maybe the best team we've seen. And that goes for Buffalo as well. Even with a guy like Sam Darnold at quarterback.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Back. And here's what the deal is with them. Kenneth Walker and Jackson Smith and Jigba, by the way, who may be the best receiver this year, has covered up some of those warts by Sam Darnold because, Mike, they made so many good plays, and then the defense is so stout. I'm telling you right now, I'm going into this game Sunday, and I know you're going, duh, Dukes. We got to play a damn near perfect game to beat these guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.